Capital Forum! And we are back, and I don't know about you guys, but it is, oh, I don't know, a crispy day where I'm at, but it's beautiful. We got the sun out, and looks like there's a possibility of hope in all different directions. And Tom, you with me?
It's Sunday, February 19th, 2012. Back to you, Lou.
Where's the beautiful side of it? We all know it's Sunday. We all know it's 2012.
Beautiful and gray down here, which is all right. We'll take that, won't we?
Yes. Are you breathing? Okay. That's good. Anyhow, well, come on. There could be a possibility that you weren't breathing. Unless you're talking, then you're a zombie. You may be Republican. Only joke.
Well, if I'm not breathing, then I'll probably be blue. At least I'll be blue, and then maybe I'll be gray. How about that?
That'd be a contradiction in fact.
So, go ahead.
Who do we have on early? You've set up. Will you have Bob first?
Yep. First hour, we're going to have Bob Parker. He's running for Congress, and he's very similar views to Ron Paul, but he's different in some areas. But Bob is a big man, and he is not afraid of anything. So he's somebody.
I contacted his opponent, and there was no measure of a possibility of a contact alongside of Bob. So
Bob is a giant of a man, and he can get things done. So I would just be amazed to see what would happen if we happen to get him up in Washington D.C. and start taking care of these criminals and putting them back in their box. That would be something very cool.
And I got a question. Is he like a superhero? He's really tall, and he can kind of just be over them or something?
You tell us, Bob. Are you on the line?
Hey, good morning. I just listened in, and that, you know, it sounded like quite a guy you're talking about, I guess, you know.
Superhero
really,
Bob.
No, I mean, with that pep talk, you should be 5 million, I don't know, tall, you know, rubber man, you know.
Well, I used to be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Now it takes two bounds. I turned 55 on the 16th here, so.
That's right. It's a birthday, Bob. That's right.
It's a birthday, Bob. Yeah,
birthday,
I'm 6'4", weigh over
Bob.
300 pounds, and I'm a big guy, so.
And not afraid of anything or anybody, and knows the issues, and will be able to tackle them up in D.C. It would be a refreshing change in D.C. to get Bob up there.
Well, you know, I hear people, you know, many times they say, well, what can one person do? And I found out that one person can do a lot when they don't quit and they speak the truth and they get knowledgeable about the issues. They can really make a difference. I've always been able to do that in anything I've been involved with. And I would like to take that to Washington, D.C. and look those people in the eye and tell them how we think about things down here in Missouri.
I hope that would be the case. I spent a long time in that neck of the woods. And then, but I hope, you know, you never know if somebody can be able to break it up. What happens a lot of times is that the party will knock you out. If it's not the party, it'll be the person's or party in control. And there's a bunch of stuff that goes on. I hope you can do it. We're giving
sometimes
you that.
Sometimes it's the commercials that knock you out. And we got a 3-year break coming up.
Yeah,
that's for me, not for him.
And well, we'll be back in electbobparker.com if you want to pull up his website and start checking him out. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Remember, two bounds, guys.
Two bound Bob.
Yeah.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product. product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Man, and people say that song's for me. It's not for you, Bob, so we don't have to worry about that.
I kind of like it.
Good song.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Mr. Bob?
I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm just a pretty simple guy. I live over here in Texas County. I've got a farm. I've farmed over here since 1977. And run beef cattle. I had a dairy operation. We milked about 100 cows for many years over here, and I began to get involved in some of these property rights issues and regulations that the government continued to shove down our throats without any common sense involved, and tried to do two or three things that the government regulators shut me down on, and I just finally started getting involved politically, and I've been doing that for about 15 years. We started, had a land use plan that we fought to get adopted here in Texas County years ago. Finally, I was chairman of a group with Farm Bureau and the Cattlemen's Association at the time, and we fought and got that through, which was kind of funny looking back. But anyway, some good guys, and we fought that fight, had a big battle in the letter to the editor section of the Houston Herald for several weeks running. I was called a liar and everything else, but we ended up getting rid of some commissioners down here and replacing them, and then moved on to, you know, other things, the sand and gravel issue, the property rights issue. A lot of people aren't aware of it, but I fought on that fight for quite a while, did a lot of writing on that, exposing that program. We were able to stop a lot of regulations, and got involved in the animal ID program, fought that for several years, had over 50 meetings. I wrote a lot about that. You can find a lot of online about the things I wrote exposing that program. Last year, we had the National Heritage Area come up. It was the National Park Service had an Agenda 21 scheme. They wanted to take over 13 counties here in southern Missouri. We ripped the mask off that. I wrote a paper, The Ozarks in the Crosshairs, quoted right out of their documents, which, by the way, took a Freedom of Information Act request to get, and had several of my friends helping on that. I don't take all the credit for that, but we were able to push back and get that stopped. That would have given the National Park Service the control of 13 counties, and they wanted to add counties to it. And so anyway, I've just found that over the years, as I work and expose and fight, and I found that somebody who's just absolutely relentless and fights to get the facts and the truth and won't quit, And you can be very effective, and that's the things I want to take to Congress and work on. And I, after many years in the fight, I think I can be effective in Congress fighting for the freedoms that we're losing. And I have I'm under no illusions how hard that fight will be, but I am committed to take that fight to Washington for the people here in southern Missouri.
You know, what's interesting about everything you just said about the National Animal Identification System is when I first ran upon you at a local auction where you were giving a speech, you among some other very dedicated individuals. And at that same meeting, the candidates were there. They were vying for votes. We had McCaskill's representative there. We had Talent's representatives there, and they talked a good talk. But guess what? They don't walk.
Guess what?
They don't walk it when they get to D.C., Bob.
And Tom, that's why I'm running, is I am tired of telling people to call their congressmen, call their senators, and, you know, we call and call and call, and they don't listen to us. And it's just, I finally reached the point where I want to step up and take that fight to Washington. I'm not a professional politician. I'm just someone that's been in the private sector all my life. I've run a business here, you know, for over 35 years, and I understand how business works and how our government is completely destroying our freedoms and our country, I believe. And with the, you know, taxes and regulation and the spending that's going on in Washington, and it's just time to take that fight to the next level. They keep down this path. You know, we fight the fight here on the local level, but, you know, until we deal with the funding that these people get and deal with the bureaucrats that are in these offices, and we deal with these elected officials that continue to do this stuff behind closed doors and expose what's going on, we keep running around putting out little fires, but we never get to the cause of it. And I want to go to Washington and fight the cause of this.
And I think one of the main things that you could do, Bob, is use the bully pulpit, is you could get up there and speak truth to not power, but truth to the people. The power is actually in the people's hands. You know, we always call them elected officials. They're our paid public servants. We need to get the public to understand that we are supposed to be in control of this government, not the other way around.
You know, you're exactly right, Tom. And this is one thing I learned early on in these fights is, of course, talk to your elected officials about it and try to involve them. But I've found that they don't lead. They don't lead. They follow what the pressure is from the people or the bureaucrats or the agencies and what they're doing. They kind of are pushed around by whoever applies the most pressure. And you're exactly right. It's time to educate the people, take the message to the people, and get them to rise up and vote these people out or apply pressure to them. But it's really you know, if we want to change Washington, we've got to change the people in Washington. These people that are in most of these offices in Washington, there's a few good people up there, but for the most part, they are bought and paid for. They've sold out. We don't have people that have had, you know, very few have had real jobs out in the real world. I mean, I'm running against Joanne Emerson, who was a lobbyist before she became a congresswoman. So, you know, she's never, to my knowledge, she's never had a private business. She doesn't know anything about that. She doesn't know anything about what we face out here in the private sector, I don't think, other than when she, you know, runs around and talks to people. But nobody cares about what's going on like the people who have skin in the game like I do. And I just think that would be a refreshing change to have people like that in Washington, D.C.
And the other part of the educational process is at the electoral is what happens is Joanne and other people, and I'm sure this happens throughout the nation, they'll come home, shake a few hands, smile for photo ops and all that stuff, and bring some earmarks home, and the people like them. They say, well, it's not my congressperson, it's not my senator, it's the other people that are taking advantage of us. And that's a big part of your challenge is Joanne is liked in her district, and a big part of what you need to accomplish, I assume, is to expose the fact that she's not really working for them in many cases. You can just check her voting record, and it goes counter to what a lot of people think she should be doing, and they just don't realize what goes on behind the closed doors in D.C.
Right. Well, you know what? I've done a lot of speaking around the district. I ran last time, got 35% of the vote with very little money. Just worked hard, and I'm continuing to work hard this time around, and I think we have a real shot to do it. But part of what I've been doing is trying to expose that record. You know, she's, you know, voted for the Wall Street bailouts and many of the other bailouts, cash for clunkers, and a lot of programs like that. You know, was one of the deciding votes to repeal Glass-Steagall, which really deregulated the banking system. And they said at that time they'd have a crash in 10 years, and we did in '08. They passed that in 98 and had the crash in 08, which was a direct result of that repeal of Glass-Steagall. She was a part of that. I mean, I just go on and on and on with the things that Mrs. Emerson has done that have really hurt our country, and a lot of people don't understand that. Last year, she approved the Obama budget and raised the debt limit last year on our kids and on us. And you know, it's just amazing that the voting record that's out there when people, you know, look into it, but most people aren't aware of it because the local papers and the local media do not put out that voting record. And so I, you know, the challenge is up to me and my supporters to educate the people, to get informed about the record and help educate the people. And one big thing, a lot of people, you know, she got 100% pro-life rating from Missouri Right to Life, in spite of the fact that she's voted for embryonic stem cell research several times. And when, you know, I thought they would endorse me, I talked to them, but when it came down to it, they said they weren't going to go back any farther than 2 years on a voting record, so they again gave her the 100% right to life rating, and they gave her the endorsement in the primary over someone like me who's pro-life from conception to natural death, which kind of blew my mind. But, you know, I just think even Missouri Right to Life is sold out. They want to have that access to the powerful politicians, and they, you know, and so they overlook those kinds of life votes that are important to me. And, you know, we talk about, you know, this Catholic Church thing and the health care issue. To me, it's a violation of my conscience to take my tax money and pay for embryonic stem cell research that kills embryos or babies that, you know, I don't support it all. I don't want my tax dollars used in any way to do that. But my congresswoman has voted to do that. Mm. And I think that's a huge issue. And I think Catholics and evangelicals and Christians and whoever else that believes in life at conception needs to understand that.
You're exactly right. And we have another 3-minute break. Everybody, please check out Bob's website. Please donate. And we'll get to the question of how people can get involved and help him. Website, electbobparker.com. Back in 3.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury. Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people of civil war.
That's right, we haven't followed the Constitution. It'd be nice to get somebody else up there following the Constitution.
That's
not
right.
Just Dr. Paul.
And speaking of the Ron Paul Revolution, Debbie Morgan will be joining us the second hour if things work as planned. And the Ron Paul Uprising is their new DVD. And we'll be looking forward to speaking about Ron Paul and what we can do to help him get elected as well. But
and also, real quick, we could say that Sergey is going to be trying to connect with us here. That he is no longer be on the program, so he wants to say his goodbyes, but as soon as we can get him connected.
Okay. Bob, website, once again, is electbobparker.com. And, Bob, how can people get involved in your election? How can they help you, and how can they make a difference not only for our nation but also for their personal lives? Because if you get up in D.C., you're definitely going to make some changes that each and every one of us can take note of.
I really do think I can join with other people in D.C. And also back here in the district and across the country, and we can make some changes. We can push back against this government. The way they can get a hold of me is get on my website, electbobparker.com. There's a link there. You can send an email. I get those emails, and I answer all those emails. So if you want to get involved, there's a form there you can fill out about what you can do. What you, you know, I've got a checklist of things you can get involved with. And if you want me to call you, just put your phone number in there. I'll be glad to give you a call. Maybe a day or two, but I try to call everybody that wants a phone call. But, you know, we need money. We need, you know, if you can only give 10, 20 bucks to the campaign, you can get online there and donate. And there's also a page there with my address here at Raymondville. They can send a check through the mail. So I, you know, if they like my message, they like what I'm talking about, we need to get this message to other people, and that takes money. And I don't have a lot of the, you know, the Republican establishment does not support me. So we're fighting not only the Republican establishment, but, of course, the liberals and a whole bunch of other people out there. So, you know, so it takes the average people out there supporting a campaign like this. So this is a grassroots effort.
Hey, Bob, how many millions have Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan's of the world given you so far?
Zero.
Zero.
I'm setting at zero there. As a matter of fact, I haven't even sent them any letters asking for money. So, as a matter of fact, those are the people that I really want to go to war with. And Washington, D.C. is the Goldman Sachs crowd, the Timmy Geithners and the Bernankes and the Federal Reserve people that, you know, are just completely a bunch of gangsters as far as I'm concerned. And you know, one thing, I had a bailout protest rally down here in West Plains when they did that Wall Street bailout. I was so incensed, invited Mrs. Emerson to our bailout protest rally. She never showed up, never answered any of our, you know, requests for her to come or even, you know, talk about it. You know, when she voted for that twice, it was just, you know, I just can't believe how they've bailed out these banks and continue to bail them out. They said there's, I heard the other day, there was still $51 billion they were still planning to spend bailing out these bankers. So it's just incredible, the corruption, you know, how they're picking and choosing among their buddies who they're going to bail out and what banks are going to let fail and let their buddies buy them out. It's just, it's absolutely criminal what's going on in this country, and it's time for the people to rise up and throw these bums out of office that support this kind of stuff.
Yeah, some people refer to it as too big to fail. I refer to it as no billionaire left behind.
Yeah. Well, one thing about being too big to fail, I hope I'm too big to fail. You know,
it depends on how many leaps and bounds you got. We already talked about that. You have two, that should be enough.
I'm up to two bounds now to do the tall buildings, but I can still clear them with a little longer.
Wait a minute. You can do it if you buy a blimp.
Buy a blimp?
Yeah.
I'm not careful. I'll just look like a blimp.
But,
oh, no.
It's a big old bottle of helium.
He's lucky to just talk funny.
What's that, Louie?
It's lucky just talk funny.
Lower the harmonics a little bit. By the way, you can download brochures on his website. Check out videos of some of his speeches, and I think you got some other videos that other people have shot of you at some Tea Party events in various parts of southern Missouri. So
right.
Everybody can
check there's
you out.
Some testimony that I gave at an animal ID meeting on there. I also got a guy put together a clip. I'll be coming out with those pretty soon, and it shows it's kind of funny. It shows President Barack Obama after they adopted the health care bill saying, "Is Joanne here?"
What?
And kind of do a real funny clip on that. That'll be coming out here pretty soon. I'll be sending that out around, and it'll be on my website too. So look for that. I've got four little infomercials on that.
Speaking of,
it's pretty humorous, and I don't know if anybody's seen that YouTube clip, but he asked if Joanne's there, and she gets up kind of like a blushing schoolgirl, you know, and she's like, "Well, we're just so happy with all the work you've done on this health care bill," and blah blah blah, and it's just outrageous when you see it.
Oh, really?
Got a break coming. Oh,
all right. And everybody support RVN. I think the petition drive is still going on, so please call in and mail in any Federal Reserve notes or gold or silver rounds, whatever you prefer to do. Please help support RBN and help keep the network growing. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I love that song.
That's never happened before.
That's my doing. I love that song. Well, when all the world's asleep, you know?
And Bob's going to get up and kick some doors down and wake some people up.
Well, he doesn't want to start it off that way. On the break, I was saying is, you know what? You want a little fun in your life here, you know? Show a little cam, a little leg. But he says the leaps and bounds have caused damage. So, yeah. So he's not going to be able to show the leg so much.
You know, like I was telling you on the break, you know, I had a real bad knife accident. I was getting ready to go on a bear hunt, and I sharpened in this big, huge Bowie knife, and it flew off the grinding wheel and stuck in my upper thigh.
Oh, man.
Sunk it to the hilt, about a 10-inch blade.
Oh.
That was a helicopter ride and a near-death experience.
That's not good.
And then last summer I was building a cabin way out in the woods that's way out of cell service range and everything, and I dropped this beam on my leg, and it did about a 10-inch gash down to the bone across the front of my leg and bruised the heck out of it. So my leg, I was telling you, my legs are kind of looking rough, but they're still working. I've learned it takes two leaps now to jump the high buildings instead of one. So
I was in Springfield some long time ago, I won't say how long ago, and you were speaking, and you reached over to straighten out something in your pant leg and brought up your pants leg for a little bit. And one woman said,
I don't remember that, Louise. I don't know what.
I'm not sure if it was me
or if you were at some kind of club. I don't really know what you're talking about.
It might be a fabrication. You're not going to admit or deny this, I assume.
Maybe been a dream. I don't know.
Come on now. You put your hair in your chair.
All right.
So he
flashed his leg at you, Louise. Huh? Is that
not at me. Not at me. He was up in an area. But one woman turned around and she said, oh, he's got cams. So that made it votable, which is really funny.
I weigh over 300 pounds, and I'm 6 feet four, and I'm just a big guy. And I do have I have big legs, and I have big calves, and I wear size 13 shoes. So, I got a pretty good platform there. I don't know that they're, I wouldn't call them movie star legs. They're just kind of working man's legs.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's all it takes. But the point of the joke is that she was willing to vote for you for your cams, which, to me, says something of our generation.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to say I'll take votes any way I can get them, but I won't say that either. But I do want people to vote for me, but I'm not sure. I'd like them to vote for me because I'm a nice guy and I have the right position on the issues. That's why I really want them to vote for me. Anyway.
So your next speech, you're not going to come out short shorts in your next speech, just the woo-wee.
No, definitely. Definitely not. I'm a pretty conservative guy. No tattoos. No, I'm just kind of an old country boy that's just pretty old-fashioned conservative.
There are some exciting things going on
blushing.
In your campaign.
Can you hear him? Can you hear he's blushing because of his cam? That's good. Good.
I've never heard that one.
Well, how about you? Let's go over kind of the issues. I mean, we always know, everybody knows NAIS, National Animal ID, and Real ID, and all those things. What do you see now that you think you can, that's going on right now, that you think that with you in Congress, you can affect?
Well, the food safety bill that they adopted is going to implement the Animal ID program that we've all fought. And I think that needs to be repealed. Another thing I would like to work on is an act that would establish life begins at conception, and after conception they get the constitutional protections that everybody else gets. I think we need to audit the Federal Reserve. I think we need to stop the bailouts. I think we need to get out of the United Nations. I think we need to get rid of the Department of Education. I think we need to defund the EPA. Turn that power back to the states, deal with that on the state level. I think we need to repeal Obamacare, need to work on that. Need to deal with China. We need to deal with our jobs issue here in this country and the regulations and the taxes and things that are destroying our jobs. I mean, just a whole host of issues I think I can be effective on. Another thing is the UN treaties that they're talking about signing that would impact our right to keep and bear arms. I'm a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and our God-given rights to protect our families and our freedoms with firearms, and we've got to always have that right, and that's something I would want to work very hard to maintain those freedoms. And also, another thing is help the people in Missouri, our elected officials here, understand the importance of the 10th Amendment and how they, can nullify some of these things coming out of Washington, D.C. And also something else we've worked on the local level is your local sheriff's races and how important your local sheriff is. We had Sheriff Mack come down here and speak at our property rights Congress meeting, our annual conference last summer in Mountain Grove. And I think he has some great information at sheriffmack.com about having a constitutional sheriff. And we're going to be working on that down in our area this election cycle, sending a Sheriff Mack's questionnaire to sheriff's candidates and sheriffs across southern Missouri. And I think everybody should do that all across this country. Get on sheriffmack.com, their Constitutional Sheriff's Association. Get that questionnaire, get it to their candidates, and get it to your sheriff and find out where they stand on the Constitution and if they're going to uphold their oath to protect your constitutional rights. So that's something that I think,
again. Now, the question with that, I would say, is, well, I agree they should all do that. Well, the problem is, can they actually be a constitutional sheriff? And the reason why is because in every state, including Missouri, back with the bill they did supposedly for immigration about 4 years ago, in that bill was a portion saying that all sheriffs must tell their deputies they must comply with state and federal authorities. They no longer have anonymity because that all went through every legislature.
And that's exactly why we need people like Sheriff Mack, and we need people to stand up and do the Brady Bill type thing and stand up and say, we're not going to, even though they pass this, Louise, that doesn't mean they have to follow it if it's uncomfortable.
No, that's what I'm saying. It'd be great, except that you're looking at, I'm with you. I think we need to go, we need sheriffs to go down and crash Jeff City and say, you know what? You're taking away our right to obey the Constitution. I'd love to see a bunch of sheriffs do that.
That's exactly
Sheriff Mack took the federal government to the Supreme Court when they tried to get local sheriffs to enforce the Brady Bill. Mm-hmm. And he won in the Supreme Court of the United States. And in that ruling, they said that local sheriffs don't have to enforce federal regulations
except
in their counties. That was
the
Supreme Court ruling.
And that should have been a case precedent-setting situation there for both of them.
Well, it really was. And when he talked about that, he's got several books on the subject, and there's just some excellent information there about how the local sheriff, their first responsibility is to protect your constitutional freedoms. And, you know, he tries to educate people about that ruling where they do not have to enforce federal regulations. And there's several instances now of local sheriffs, you know, with these road closures on national forests and different things going on, where the sheriffs are not letting the federal officers come in and do the things of their county. They tell them they'll arrest them if they come into their county and try to do those kinds of things in their county. And that's where we want to educate our sheriffs to understand they don't have to, you know, they don't have to bow to a lot of these federal mandates and regulations if they're violating people's constitutional rights in their county.
Yeah,
so,
in every state that has a current law, has a current law stating that the sheriffs must comply with state and federal authorities, we need to go back in and change those laws because the states that don't have them have freedom for the sheriffs.
And that's exactly why the good sheriffs have to stand up and start to fight. And we need to support these good sheriffs and put and elect them. And that's
exactly
what Bob's saying.
Absolutely.
And by the way, they just had a sheriff's constitutional conference at the end of the, and as you're aware, part of what came out of that is in the Patriot Movement, we try to push back in several ways, but we are unsuccessful many times. But on the sheriff's level, when they've tried to, when they've stood up and pushed back, they have always won. So what you're saying is absolutely true, and we're big supporters of Richard Mack as a solution.
Right.
Absolutely.
And he's running for Congress as well, so he's somebody else that we need to be propping up. And by the way, last time we had you on the show in the last election process, I always bring up the fact we need good people at the state level to reinforce stand-up nullification, 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment.
Right.
And you indicated you would push down at the upper level to get that 10th Amendment movement from your end.
Right. Yeah, there's a candidate running for state rep, John Robinson, up in
Farmington,
St. Francis County, up in that area. A good man that I think is going to do a good job. He actually helped on my campaign a lot. He was my regional coordinator up in that area, and he's running for state rep. He actually, and you'll find this pretty funny. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but well, they had a straw poll in Farmington a couple of months ago. The Republican Party put on a straw poll. They had a packed house up there, took a poll, and I beat Emerson 2-1, and John Robinson beat Kevin Engler in that straw poll also.
Excellent.
And so all the papers and radio in that area were talking about, you know, how I beat Emerson 2-1 in the straw poll, and also John Robinson beat one of the most powerful men in the Senate in Missouri politics, Kevin Engler, in that straw poll also. And so, you know, people are very unhappy with our political climate and what these politicians are doing or not doing to protect us and to, you know, and, you know, I've been very frustrated with the people in Jeff City that, you know, even though we have Republicans elected up there, well, again, there's good some good people up there. There's a lot of corruption in Jeff City.
Not many.
Yeah, and you know all about that, Louise, and that's something we need to clean house in Jeff City, too.
And you know what? And that's something. If you get to Washington, and people like Sheriff Mack and other people get to Washington, but here in the States, if we have good sheriffs who are trying to fight for our rights constitutionally, we need to be in Jefferson City changing those laws, making sure that we protect them. Okay, so it has to be both sides. We cannot be complacent.
Right. It really needs to be a grassroots effort of people getting involved in the government, getting educated. We're just, you know, the problem is we go and vote and throw a vote at somebody. We really haven't researched the record, and then we just kind of go back until the next election and don't really pay a lot of attention other than what we read in the newspaper or what the media, you know, tells us to think. But we've got to be more engaged in that. We've got to start getting online, researching the voting record, looking at these bills coming out of Jeff City, making the phone calls, and really holding our elected officials accountable. Because if we just let them come back and give slick little campaign speeches and get in these situations where they're not asked any hard questions from knowledgeable people, this will continue. And that's my frustration. In my race, Mrs. Emerson refuses to debate me. You know, I've asked for a debate, you know, with 35% of the vote last time. I think we need a debate in the primary. And when I know when the Southeast Missourian did a story on it, and they asked Mrs. Emerson if she would debate me, and she said, no, I'm a liar. Bob Parker's a liar. He's not a credible candidate. And that's the end of it. I mean, just a total personal attack. And I've never personally attacked her on anything other than her voting record. So, you know, one of the things that she's very upset about is I exposed the fact that she's married to a union lobbyist and a union attorney, you know, who works for the unions. So she's introduced legislation to, you know, bail out their pension funds with our tax dollars and force police and firefighters into those unions that her husband works for. And I think the people need to know that. I didn't know that she was married to a union lobbyist for 10 years. That was kept secret to the voters across this state for 10 years. And when I exposed it, he terminated as a union lobbyist, but he still gets a paycheck from the unions as their, you know, counsel, as their attorney. And I would like to see her tax returns. How much money is she making from this relationship that she has with the unions? She's the third highest paid Republican in the House from the union campaign donation. So, you know, she's getting tremendous money from the unions, and actually her husband's paycheck is directly from these unions that she wants to use our money to bail out and force people into these unions. I've been talking about that, and I know she doesn't want to debate that at all. The last thing she wants to do is get on the stage with Bob Parker and me talking about these kinds of issues. So, you know, but I called her as soon as she did put that in the Southeast Missourian, and I said, what have I lied about? And she did not call me back. She had her chief of staff call me back, Josh Haynes, and he said that, they weren't, you know, going to go into details about what I'd lied about. They were just going to stand by their statement. So I still don't know what I've lied about, supposedly, and I intentionally try very hard not to lie about anything because, you know, I want people to trust me, and if I'm saying something, I want them to believe it. That's the kind of runaround you get.
And if you did say something incorrectly or misspoke, then you want to be corrected. You're that kind of person.
One thing I have to say.
Well, certainly.
I'm going to say, unions do not pay anything close to what all the rest of them pay. And I'm talking about
Freddie Mac and
the tobacco companies, Freddie Mac Farmer, Mac Farm yeah. Credit. Unions are like the bottom rung.
But that is an
of
example
money.
Of the corruption in his situation.
It's corruption. In every single section, it's corruption.
It's from top to bottom.
It's not substantial, Louise, when you're the third highest in the House for union money.
For
and most
union
people
money.
Don't make
but
that much money from the union.
Well, most of the union money goes to Democrats, and I think that's the highlight that should
right.
be noted
yeah.
here.
Emerson was endorsed by the
point.
Unions.
Here's my point.
She's a rhino.
Okay, when you start looking at the fact you have, let's say, tobacco companies, Philip Morris, okay, Roy Blunt was handing Philip Morris checks out on the House floor to Republicans for breaking the law, okay, during a vote while he was... Anyway, I'll tell you what he was doing later.
By the way, Blue from Tennessee, we on the line. We see you on the line, so we'll get you right after the break. And we only have 5-minute segment coming back with Bob. And it's, I already forgot the website, electbobparker.com, Double Bound Bob.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit Theravim.com.
Short, we have only a few minutes left.
That's it, yeah.
Double Bound Bob, and we have Blue in Tennessee. What do you have for us this morning, Blue? Are you with us, Blue? It might take Blue a second to get back to her phone. She might be listening to the commercial break. There you go, Blue.
Hello.
I can hear you now.
Hey, question. Do you know, is there a coalition of candidates that are not mainstream candidates that have a coalition together where they connect with one another?
Oh, good question.
From state to state.
What was the question now?
If there are like-minded candidates such as yourself that are working together amongst each other in different states, are you interfacing with anybody?
No, not really. There's nothing formal.
That's a good idea.
Most candidates, don't really join with other candidates that much. I mean, in ideology, of course we do. I mean, Sheriff Mack would be someone I would join. You know, I'd be very similar, you know, in his efforts and. But no, not really.
Do you have any suggestions?
Okay, that's something that needs to be developed because, you know, I have independent candidates that are working in the state of Tennessee, Zach Polovitz, who is running against Bob Corker, who is one of the just most vile, evil men that has ever walked the face of the earth.
You want to put out the candidate's website that you're supporting, Blue?
It is Zach Polovitz.com.
All right.
For your candidate, I do not know how Missouri works, but I can tell you exactly how Tennessee works. And it works around the League of Women Voters.
Oh.
Absolutely.
How you can get in a debate. When we had our gubernatorial debate and we elected Governor Globalist Bill Haslam, there were 14 other candidates that were running. But because, according to the League of Women Voters, because they did not, these other candidates did not have enough offices open throughout the state, therefore they could not be on the stage debating the governor.
They didn't jump
also
through the
hoops. Also, the Catholic Conference.
Yeah, and, you know, we kept saying, well, you know, there's something called Facebook. They didn't accept that as a means.
Oh, wow.
Of reaching out, yeah. And that's one of the things. A, they're a bunch of blue-haired old ladies.
But there's probably somebody behind the scenes pulling the strings there, I would assume, Blue.
Yeah.
It's very hard to take on an incumbent. The things are really set up for the incumbents, and it's, you have to be very persistent and very active. And I go, like this radio show, I go to the people and try to educate the people about this as much as I can because the media, doesn't always educate people about these kinds of issues. There's a lot of ways to get out information with Facebook and email and radio shows like this. So there's a lot of things available. We have to use everything we can to get the word out.
Speaking of which, Bob, we're about ready to run out of time. Mention your petition that you want to expose people to and your Facebook account and all that good information.
Yeah, I've got a Facebook account. You can get on there. It's Bob Parker. There's a congressional Facebook page. I'm not on that much. You get on my personal Facebook page. There's a picture of me standing by my truck. Log on there. I friend everybody that comes on there. And I put most of my stuff on my Facebook page. And also have that petition where I have an online petition asking Joanne Emerson to debate Bob Parker because, you know, so far she's refused to debate me. And I think after hearing what I've been talking about, people can see why she doesn't want to debate me. And she holds no town hall meetings across the district at all where she can take questions. So we're just going to work hard to expose the record and talk about the policies and issues in this district.
Yeah. We're going to have to say goodbye to him, though, unfortunately. Go ahead.
Elect Bob Parker. BobParker.com, and please, everybody, support him regardless if you're in Missouri or not. Back in 1 minute.